Welcome to News You Can Use. With me is Dr. Frankie Woodblack. How are you this morning?
Doing wonderfully this morning.
Dr. Frankie, as you mentioned just before we started recording, this time last year we were in the middle of a miserable ice storm. So we want to talk about emergency preparedness this time of year. What kind of tips do you have for us today?
Well, it's great because I'm a member of the American Chemical Society Division of Chemical Health and Safety, and we do a lot of emergency preparedness. This time last year, which was October of last year, we were in an ice storm. And so some of the things that we don't think about is you're starting to turn your heater on. And if you haven't cleaned out your flue or haven't checked for things in a while, and a lot of us now have really sealed buildings and really sealed homes. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't changed your or checked your CO2 monitor or your carbon monoxide monitor, now's a good time to do that. October's Fire Safety Month, so they really have you check your fire alarms, smoke alarms, yeah. And your CO2 detectors.
I was going to say, just make it a thing. Change out the battery in the smoke alarm, change out the battery in the CO2 detectors.
So. Exactly. Because when we start those furnaces up, they haven't been run in a year, and we've closed up our house. You know, carbon mm-hmm. monoxide poisoning is a real problem. And during that ice storm last year and during Hurricane Ida, one of the things that people did is they brought their generators inside the house. Yes. And as soon as, if you have a gasoline generator or a diesel generator, they're going to produce carbon monoxide. And they actually had some of the deaths in New Orleans was related to that more so than it was related to the storm because they had those generators to run their air conditioners because mm-hmm. it was so hot, and they ended up with CO2
or and they brought them inside because they didn't want people stealing them because those were hot items.
That's
and
true.
they just didn't think about that. Yeah, wow,
that's okay. Correct. The other thing is if you haven't run your generator in a while, you may want to check that out as well, because you know periodically if you've got a gasoline powered or a diesel powered generator, you want to make sure that the fuel is there. Mm-hmm. And especially with some of the diesels and some of your additives, make sure that the fuel is good, because you want to make sure that you're not clogging things up with that
right.
generator.
Yeah. What other things do people need to think about this time of year?
Well, you're also going to be out on the road mm-hmm. and now the surfaces are going to change. So slips, trips, and falls are critical items as well. This time of year with leaves in there, you're getting up on ladders, clearing out gutters. And so those are things that you've got to watch for with your slips, trips, and falls. Surfaces are going to change. If you haven't got your ice melt yet, you may want to make sure you have that. You may want to be prepared with your car. Because if you get stuck on the road, you want that extra blanket in your trunk. You want some, you know, we all, hopefully we don't get too bad with the weather like they do in some areas. So you're not necessarily having to dig out of snow or things like that. But that extra blanket, that little bit of water, this is also the time that you're going to recognize summer's really what kills batteries in your car. It's the heat, but it's winter when you notice it.
That's true.
You go out and you're going to get that on your battery. So probably want to get your battery checked, make sure it's in good shape, make sure you have your jumper cables and know how to use them. That's, mm-hmm. you know, some of us don't think about that anymore. Where is your battery? Some of these new cars have batteries in odd places.
That's very true.
And and underneath your hood, they might have posts for jumping your battery, but you're not anywhere near your battery. So you want to know how to jump start your car if you're in a situation.
Okay, and other than water and blanket, maybe some non-perishable food items, like just to kind of tide you over, because if you do slide off the road and you're stuck for, unfortunately, a long amount of time, that could be something that you need.
Yep, in our listening area, you can be pretty stretched between towns.
Very true.
And so I keep granola bars, some of the ones, yeah. especially the Mylar, but the ones that are in the Mylar that work out really well, because those will keep for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And make sure you've got your cell phone charged. That's another one.
All great tips. Do you think of anything else that we might
keep? Star 55 in Oklahoma will get you the highway patrol.
Right.
I've been looking at the different sheriff departments, having those in your phone as well, mm-hmm. just so that you can, because sometimes you're broken down, you don't want to necessarily call the emergency number, but at least in Oklahoma, the Star 55 number works out really well to be able okay. to get a hold of the but watch those slips, trips, and falls, because people are going to start doing our decorations for Christmas, and mm-hmm. you know, we'll get up in our ladders. Make sure you check your ladder before you get up on that ladder. Some of us don't necessarily think about that. Make sure that's properly, it's stable mm-hmm. because that's a challenge for folks as well.
And that's something else people don't think about is when you're putting out the decorations, secure those extension cords to where they're not going to be tripped on. Put something over them, possibly,
correct.
Or tuck them behind something. There's all sorts of different little things you can do just to prevent a slip or fall like that. And there's lots of people that have extension cords stretched out all over the place. That's another thing. Don't be a Clark Griswold. Don't overload your circuits.
And verify that your extension cords are for the use that you're using them.
Yes.
Because a lot of people will just go grab an extension cord and they're for indoor and outdoor use. You may want to, and you can get ground fault interrupters on your extension cords. Mm. So that if you all of a sudden, let's say we get a toad choker or a downpour, which they experienced on the West Coast, mm-hmm. that if you've got an extension cord and it can trip that ground fault interrupter, and you can make sure that you're not creating an electrical shock hazard.
All great tips. And some of the stuff people don't think about, and it's necessary to maybe make a checklist and go through that, make sure everything is safe, everything's secure, especially those heaters and such. That's always very worrisome this time of year.
And the Federal Emergency Management Organization has household checklists.
Okay.
So does the safety organization. They do have some checklists that you can look at, what to pack in your emergency kit based on where you live in the country, what kind of go kit that you might have in case you have to evacuate. Around here right now, that's not a big issue. But, and, you know, when people were in the wildfires, so the FEMA agency has, you can do a real quick Google search, FEMA.gov, and they have a lot of different emergency planning kits.
Okay, wonderful. Dr. Frankie Woodblack, always good to talk with you and always good information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.